We're remembering 9/11 with the people that experienced it, coaches, players, and managers. And a man that experienced it firsthand in the National Football League was Jim Fossil, head coach of the New York Giants in 2001. He was head coach for 7 years, and they had just come off a Super Bowl appearance. Jim, September is the month when the NFL gets started. Tell me a little bit, because you guys had come off a Super Bowl appearance. Tell me about that month for you.
Well, it was very difficult. I mean, because we had played the first Monday night football game in Denver on September 10th. And when we flew back and landed in New Jersey, we actually arrived at the gate right next to the one plane that took off that, you know, the passengers took into the ground. So we arrived back like at 6 in the morning. The coaches went straight to the office. Next thing you know, we're starting to work and the first plane hits the tower. But Ron, the hardest part for me was a couple of memories. I remember driving out of the stadium that night of the attack, and there's a park and ride from Giants Stadium into Manhattan, and there's usually never any cars left when I leave, and there was a lot of cars left that night, and it was an empty feeling knowing that all those people probably perished that day. And when I came back the next morning, they were still there, and they were there for days and days and days. And then I think the rest of the season, we were in the flight path for Newark Airport, and I tell you, every time a plane would come over, I think everybody just paused for a moment and looked up at that plane to make sure it kept going.
What was your thoughts about getting your team back together and getting them refocused? Because the National Football League had some decisions to make as to what they were going to do. What was the discussion during that period of time after that Tuesday?
Well, I mean, I think we put it in perspective with the players. And, you know, we had counseling set up for anybody that had really lost somebody or were very involved in it in some aspect. And I told the guys, take a couple days, man, to just kind of reflect on your life and how, you know, football fits into your life and some tragedy like this happens. And I think, you know, we got the players to go over there at some juncture 2 or 3 weeks later. And, you know, I got very involved at that time. I was over Ground Zero. They asked me, the fire department, to come over and just talk to the firemen and the first responders. So when the planes hit on Tuesday, I was over there Friday, Saturday, and was taken into that and just walked around and tell those people that were, you know, the United States is supporting them, their work they're doing and all that stuff. And at that moment, I got really connected to that, and that's when I formed my foundation, and we've given away over $1 million to different, you know, 9/11 charities.
Tell me, Jim, when you go over to the location of the buildings and you see it, what hit you the first thing?
The massive amount of open space. I've been to Manhattan many times. I've been over there. And, you know, I watched it on TV like everybody did, but when I walked over there, I could not believe all these tall buildings around and right in the middle of it, and it was huge. I mean, the TV did not put the right perspective on it. There was just a big, huge opening in the sky and just an incredible amount of debris and metal and everything, windows blown out of every building around there. And, I mean, I can't believe two big old 757s caused that kind of damage. It was unbelievable. I thought we would have, you'd see all of that stuff, but, I mean, it was like 8 blocks one way and 8 blocks the other way. And it was just a huge hole in the skyline of New York.
Jim, if I remember correctly, wasn't the Giants training facility in a position to be able to see the buildings when they were up?
Yeah, on clear days you could see it. And, I mean, there's so many memories we have. We walk out there and you used to see them, but you just assumed they were there. When they were gone, you could see the hole in the New York skyline. You could see it in the New York skyline. I think guys would look over there. I did. The whole time we'd walk on the field and just look over there and, I remember I had a boat over in Manhattan, probably about a mile and a half from there, and I kept it over there in Chelsea Piers. They called me, and they said, Jim, we're going to get your boat out of here, and we're going to try to take as many people on it as we can and maybe run some trips, and then we're going to take it out to Long Island because we're going to get people out of Manhattan and also just keep the boat out there. I said, well, use the boat, whatever you need to use the boat, keep making runs all day long and all night long, whatever you need to do, just take it.
One thing I know is that, you know, football teams, baseball teams, basketball teams, they all have players that come from other parts of the country. But I really had a sense that when this happened, The teams of New York all felt like they represented the city in some way and the people that had been affected. Am I correct in that observation, Jim?
No, you're right on, because we didn't play that following weekend. Then we went to play the Kansas City Chiefs the next time. And I've been to Kansas City many times, and it's a hard place for the visiting team because the crowd gets into it so good. And when we went there that time, everybody was kind of wondering what might happen. But they had a packed crowd, as always, and when we took the field, they gave us a standing ovation. And I'm telling you what, that has never happened to a visiting team in a stadium, especially Kansas City. And it just signaled to me that, they're passionate about their team and everything else. But today signifies we're all coming back, try to get some healing, and they're just happy we were there playing. And it was not about we got to win today and all that. It was about, thanking their team, too, for you guys to prepare to come out and play a game. It was the most emotional time I've ever had, taking the field on somebody else's turf.
Jim, one thing I know about coaches is they have to get the attention and the focus of their team and their players to be able to play on a Sunday or a Monday night. And I'm just wondering, in that preparation up to the game, the first game you guys played after that, how hard was that? What did you have to do as a coach?
Well, Ron, what I did was, because I could be very loud and getting right after him at practice, and I just said, this isn't going to be the time for that. I mean, everybody, they want to play. They want to be good. They want to win. They want to work, and they don't need me riding them right now. And so a lot of my talks that week were more about life, what we do for a living, and how fortunate we are, and those type of things than it was in their face, pushing them and yelling at them and stuff like that. And so I just decided that I'm going to back off for a while, and let these guys focus on what they got to do. And in their moment of thought, if they need to think about something or whatever, I want to allow them that time and take even the pressure off them from that aspect. And we played pretty good.
What was it like the first home game? You mentioned about having to go to Kansas City to play your first game after that happened, but what about the first home game?
Oh, it was very emotional. We had a lot of the firemen there, and I kind of adopted a family that Frank Palumbo, one of the firemen that was a first responder, was killed. He had 10 kids under the age of 15, and I had invited the whole family to come out for practice on Saturday, and they got to see all the guys, and the guys played with the kids, and then they came to the game, and, it was an emotional time for them, and his wife had said, this is a lifesaver for us. All these kids just lost their father, and they love the Giants, and they just want to come over and hang out, and you made them start to heal. And it was good. Those are the things that when you're in the position I'm in or our players are in, we need to use that to help people. And sometimes we lose that. We lose that feeling. We're robots and we play football and all that stuff. But it was a good time for all of us.
Jim, when you think back on all of this and look at what you saw at Ground Zero and everything, is there a particular moment that's kind of ingrained in your mind that when you do reflect on it, that still stays with Jim Fossil?
Yeah. When I lived in Jersey, and I would drive the stadium every day, there was a lot of banners put up on the overpasses. And, Jersey is a very patriotic area, And I remember the banners that were up, we'll never forget, God bless America, just signs like that. And the way I saw our nation pull together every day, when I drove to work, usually I was thinking about football. I wasn't thinking about it. I was just enjoying the ride and thinking about how our nation is coming together for this. And people are outpouring their help, money, first responders, everything. I was proud to be an American. And, it was a very emotional time, and I lost a guy that I graduated with high school. I went through all high school with him. We graduated together, and he was the pilot, the captain of the flight that went into the Pentagon.
When you we only have 30 seconds left, but when you think about the lessons learned for all of us, do you think it was something that we all come away with, something that made us a better people?
I think so. And I'm on the board of My Good Deed, which is now a national remembrances for 9/11. Go do something for somebody else. Do a good deed for the day. Help somebody that needs help. And I hope that a lot of people know that and they do that, and we'll always remember 9/11 in the right way.
Jim, I want to thank you for your friendship and for your remembrances about that special day. Take care, my friend, and we'll stay in touch.
Okay, Ron, good to be with you.
Jim Fossil, the head coach of the New York Giants in 2001. Of course, that day in 2001, as you heard him say, they had just come back from Denver from playing the Monday night game when they landed next to Flight 93, right next to them, taking off for San Francisco, that ill-fated flight. We continue on Sports Byline.